from, and the Hain Torah becomes Torah. What's the reason why? Like, why is this mikvah kosher right now? I, Lamaisi, used more than Gimel Lugim Shuvim to make the mikvah. The Teretz is, Shehashiva Mitaheris V'Reviya Uvaham Shocha. That's Rabbi Yaakov ben Elazar's Shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov here, that if you have Rav of the mikvah was made out of Mayim Ksherim, first you had 21 saw of rainwater in the mikvah. Now you have right to fill up the rest of it, the miyat of the mikvah, with Mayim Shuvim, as long as you make Hamshocha, that means you don't pour the water directly from your barrel into the mikvah, but you pour it on the floor next to the mikvah, at least like 3 tvachim worth, and then it rolls along the floor into the mikvah. It's called Hamshocha. Then it's kosher. So I guess that's what the Mishnah means to say. Mayim Shuvim only passels B'cheshbin, means to say, if you don't have Rav of the mikvah kosher. But once you have Rav of the mikvah kosher, then the Mayim Shuvim doesn't passel, becomes in Bamshocha. So Mura says, if that's the Pshan, the Mishnah, then Mechlal, it should come out that the Rabbon and Tzavri, the Berebiya of Amshocha Loi, there's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov saying a Kula, that the mikvah of Mayim Shuvim doesn't pass only with the Cheshbin. Mashma the Chom that argue on him hold yes, that the Mayim Shuvim does pass the water even like this. So it comes out the Chom then will hold that even though you have Rav of the water kosher already, but now when the Mayim Shuvim comes in, even though it comes in Bamshocha, still the mikvah will be possible. Worse, is that true? Abakasha. If so, Eloho, the Chiyosu Rav, and that was when Ravan came. He said, oh, Amr Rav Yechidon, the name of Rav Yechidon, like this, Amr Rav Yechidon, that Shuva Shem Shechu Kula Tahira. That Rav Yechidon said, oh, there's a case where you can make the whole mikvah by fetching water, and just don't pour the water directly into the mikvah, but let pour it a little bit away from the mikvah, and it'll just drag along, like roll along the ground, into the mikvah, and make Hamshacha. Even if the whole mikvah is made that way, because it also is kosher. So the question is then, Mani, who does Rav Yechidon go like? Lei Rabbonin, because according to Rabbonin we just said, even a miyat of the Mayim Shuvim coming in Mamshach apostles the mikvah. And Velei Reb Lezer, because Reb Lezer said it's only kosher if you have Rav, Mayim, Ksherim first, rainwater. But here we are making the whole mikvah with Mayim Shuvim, with Hamshach, neither of them say it's kosher. So that can be the pshat here. So Mursa Elo Avadir, that's not what Amish is talking about. That Avadir Pshat is Reb Lezer, that this sheet of Mayim Shuvim, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he's the one that's being Machmir. He's saying you have to have Rav Mayim Ksherim first, then Hamshacha works. But the Rabbanim that argue on him hold no, that even if the whole mikvah is made that way, also is kosher. So the kids say that's not what Amish is talking about then. So Mursa, that's what's not a kasha in Reb Yechon. Reb Yechon holds like the Rabbanim Shita, that the Rabbanim hold, you could even make a whole mikvah that way, even if you put all the water, even though all the water is Mayim Shuvim, as long as it comes into the mikvah through Hamshacha, it's rolling along the ground, not coming directly from the barrel into the mikvah to be kosher. So what's Pshat now, Mishnah? Ela Raza Omer Rabba. Rabba says like this, the Mishnah means to say, Mayim Shuvim only passels. Lefi Cheshbin, Omer Rabba, Lefi Cheshbin means Kalim. According to how many Kalim you're using that bring the Mayim Shuvim into the mikvah. And therefore it means it goes like the Yosef ben Chuni. Our Mishnah goes according to Yosef ben Chuni. The Tani will learn like this. Shloishesh lugim mayim shuvim. Shenoflu lamayim. What the mikvah should be. That's the locha. Before you have your mem saw, before you have a kosher mikvah, if you throw gimel lugim of mayim shuvim directly into the mikvah, that passes the mikvah. Now the Tanakhama says, only it comes in b'shnayim shloishe kelim. Or if it comes in for 2 or 3 keli, means each keli had a lug of mayim. It says a chiddush for yafilu biabov b'chamishin kelim person as a mikvah. Even though these gimel lugim came because you threw it from 5 different kelim, means even though each jar by itself had less than a lug of mayim shuvim, still it passes the mikvah. But yosim betchuni yaminu, he holds b'shnayim mishloishik kelim person as a mikvah. If it only these gimel lugim came in only with 2 or 3. At least each keli had at least a lug. That's a chush of a shear of water. So when that mayim shuvim comes into the mikvah, passels. But biabo v'chamisha, let's say you had 5 glasses, that you poured in 5 glasses of mayim shuvim into the mikvah, and together it makes up gimel lugim, then a person missed the mikvah, doesn't pass the mikvah. It's not chushiv enough, each one is like bottom by itself. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. That the Mayim Shuvim only passes the mikvah of free cheshbin, meaning according to how many kelim it came from. Only if it came from only 2 or 3. But if it came from four or five, then it would not pass the mikvah. Yeah, then the commissioner says, V'yein mechatis nasa mechatis. How do you make mechatis? At first you have to have water in the kli, and then you put the ashes of the poraduma into it. So where it says, man tan, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Omri Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Omri Rabbi Yechanan, the like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon holds his kosher, even if you'd put the ashes first and then the water. Because the tan, you would learn like this. This is the halacha brought down by Hilchos Saita, that hiktim ofor lamayim. By the main morim, you make the Saita drink also, you have to take mayim chayim, and then you have to take dirt from the Beis Hamikdash, from the Azor, then put it into the water. And then you take the Megillah Saita and put it inside the water. So there's also putting dirt into the water. So it says over there, what's going to be hiktim ofor lamayim? You put the dirt before you put water into the kli, so possible. It's like our Mishnah, you have to have the water there first and then put the dirt. Even though I'm just talking about Paradum, but it's having the same halacha. For Rabbi Shimon Mashto, Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's kosher. Even by Saitom, even if you put the dirt there first and then the ishes, still it's kosher. The other verse says, Yemai time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the time of Rabbi Shimon? The Pasuk says, by Mechatis, it says, V'lochu latomei, you should take for a person's tummy mace, may efer sreifas achatis. From the dirt of the sreifas achatis, says Lashon Ofor here, and may efer sreifas achatis, v'nosu non of mayim chayim, and you put mayim chayim on top of it. So it's mashmi, you could have the ashes there first, and then you put mayim chayim. The time you learn like this, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, v'chi oferu, is it really a dirt over here? V'aloi eferu. By the poradum, you're taking the ashes. It's the burnt poradum, but you have to put that into the water. So why does the pasuk use lashon of offer of dirt? So Mara says, according to Shimon, that shinu hakosim imashmo, the Torah changes it from its mashmois of the burning of the ashes, and it says rather the dirt, lodin and menagzer shav, in order to be able to learn out hilchos saita from hilchosia poradum, they both have the same halacha. That in both cases, you have to put the dirt or the ashes into the water. So we learn out one halacha from the other halacha. That Ne'er Makan, it says, offer here by the Paraduma. The Ne'er Malahalan offer, it says the word offer over there by Saita. So Malahalan, just like over there by Saita, it's offer Agavi Hamayim, that you're supposed to have the water there first. And then you put the ashes, and then you put the dirt on top of it. So Afkan, the same thing by the Paraduma also. Even according to Shimon, Lechetchila, the mitzvah lechid was to put the offer agavi mayim. That lechatchil, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that the best way to do it is first to have the mayim chayim in the kli, and then you pour the ashes of the poradumer on top of it, and then you put the dirt of the azor, the Beis Hamikdash, into this kli. But he just learns out Rabbi Shimon, O ma kan hiktim offer lamayim kosher, hereby poraduma, if like with the Yevid, you would have put the ashes there first, before you put the water, it's kosher. That's the pasuk of that it says, "V'nosen olav mayim chayim mashmi." Put the mayim chayim on top of the ashes. Is afkan the same thing would apply by saita hiktim ofor lamayim? If you first put the dirt into the kli and then you put the water in, it's kosher. So that's how Shimon knows to say that the bi'evin would be kosher even if you put the ashes or dirt into the kli first. But the Gemara v'hochim, how do we know over here, Taka, by Paraduma, how do we know this halacha? V'hochim minolon. Or else the sheep learned here means both questions. His gear says, v'hochim v'hochim, here and there, minolon. How do we know these halachas? So Gemara says, Trei kroi tziva tu psukim. It says, v'nosen olav, that you, almo, eifa b'resha. One pasuk says, put the water on top of it. Mash may have the ashes there first. Vodik says, then the pasuk says, Mayim Chayim Al Keli, that the Mayim Chayim goes into the Kli, Mash means there's nothing in the Kli. That first you have to put the water in the Kli, that goes Mayim Chayim Al Keli. Mash means the water is the first thing that goes in the Kli. So it's a stira. When it's Mash means you have to have the water there first, then it's Mash means you can put the ashes there first. So Chaketz has to come out. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rotsa Ofa Lamata, Rotsa Ofa Lamala. That if you want to, at least with the evidence, it's kosher either way. Either way you do it, it's kosher. Yeah. here. The other one says, "V'tana didan my taima." What's John now? What time the Mishnah says no? It says, "But as poras chatish, you bedavka have to have the water there first, and then the yeshes. If you have the yeshes there first, it's not kodesh." Amalek, he says like this: "Seifa the kruah davka. The seifa the kruah spot is the ikah." It says, "V'nosin all that's davka." That what that first you have to have the water there, and then you put the yeshes into it. I the Rashi said v'nosin olav, which is mashma v'nosin olav, that you can have the ashes there first and the water goes on top of it. That only means the avon, that there's a mitzvah to mix it up. So first you have to have the water, then the ashes, and then there's the mitzvah to mix them up. So the verse says, how do you know that? My chaz, who told you the yarmer to say? Say for the kura dafka that it says the water has to be there first and then the ashes has to be ikar. Dilma, maybe no Rashi dafka, maybe the Rashi dafka, that you can have the ashes there first and then the water. So what's the no limot says, amrit? You can't say like that. Because ma'am mitzina b'chomakum, what do we find all over? That mach shilamala, the main thing that's being machshis, made causing the dinim, that's always on top. Is afkan mach shilamala. So rather the main machshir is the ashes. Since that's the main ish, that's the main thing, that for sure goes on top. Rashi says, we find even by Saita that awful lamala, the dirt should be on top. Shua machshra samayim levadoi. Ve'ev lamala the kuliyama moida the mitzvah lahakdam amayim could have saved min offer. Everybody agrees over there by Saita at least that lechatchilu the mitzvah is to put the dirt on top. So since that's the mitzvah over there, the pesuk mamashma that the dirt should go on top. So afkan by Torah dum also as she says afkan machshra lamala. Therefore, the Rabbanan dashing this posuk by Paradumam that the sefer the kruah that says that the water is there first and then you put the ashes, that's the ikur. And the ratio of the kruah that smash will know the ashes could be there first, then it just means to ma'arvim you have to mix it up. But the chom dashing know you always have to have the ashes come second, and that's the only time it's kosher. Otherwise, it would not make mechatis. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein beis apras, oisa beis apras. We have one field that you dug up a grave, so you can't ask for another field. So Moshe says, mas nisin the loik Rebbe Eliezer. Mishnah again is not like Rebbe Eliezer. The Tanan, we learn like this, the Tanan. Rebbe Eliezer Weimer, beis apras, oisa beis apras. Yes, one beis apras, when you go to dig up, there's a plow around that field, the next field also becomes osa. For the more of Rabbanon, they say no, it does not become osa. Ad kama, till how far? Is kiyos ravim, omer ashlokash, omer abshim banabo, sholish sodois, ushtei manois. It means three fields do become osa, with 100 amas in each one of them. Like the Mursa of the kama, what's called the molimana full row? Meyama. Kedetanya, chorish as a kever, esa besapras, molimana, meyama. 100 amas do become osa. So Rashi said like this, sholish sodois, Rashi says, Oysa sodah shoiva kever, the middle field that had the kever. Now the sodah on both sides, 100 amas of each sodah on both sides would also become osa. Because you have to be afraid maybe the kever was at the end of the field. That's the loch of 100 amas around the kever becomes osa. So the chum hold, just both sides of the field become osa. That's all the sideways. But not all four fields all around it. So Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Just the last Gemara again was that the Gemara said that Masnitzin Loik Reb Lezer. That's what the Mishnah said. Vein Beis Apras Oisa Beis Apras. So the Gemara says Masnitzin Loik Reb Lezer. The Tanan we learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oim Reb Lezer says that Beis Apras Oisa Beis Apras. One Beis Apras doesn't make another Beis Apras. So a Beis Apras again is you had a field that there was a kever of mace buried there, and then they plowed over the field. So it's a suffering now, maybe the bones are all over the field. Some of the rabbanon, the field is tamei. So our Mishnah knows that one Beis Apras, now if you plowed it over and it went into another field, the next field does not become tamei. So it's not like Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer holds that a Beis Apras does make a Beis Apras. Nothing more says rabbanon not come according to rabbanon though, how much after this one field, when you plow, does the next field become a little bit tamei? So Mar says, Ki Yosu Ravdim, Ravdim, Ki Mamar Ashlok, Ki Shomar Ravshim, Bar Abom,